were dying in custody for unexplained reasons to determine if there was any possible criminal behavior. And it takes a person of high integrity to be a part of that, and Michael King was. He has worked for 5 months. He also worked for 5 months in Cambodia as a volunteer and as a solicitor in charge of the Gold Coast Regional Office of Legal Aid. He's published articles on transcendental meditation in various criminal justice journals, and most recently, he was gave a presentation at the 29th annual conference of the Western Society of Criminology in San Diego, California, on February 22nd. And because of that, we were able to get him out here to visit us. So I would say that I love how they dress judges in Australia. I mean, we need to do this in America. So I'd like to present to you His Worship, the most honorable Michael King.
Thank you very much, Judge. In Australia, there's several levels in the judiciary, and the magistrates do most of the work, or virtually all the work, but we're at the lower end of the scale in terms of the judiciary. And although judges may be honoured in Australia, it's magistrates who are worshipped. I very much appreciate the most kind introduction by His Honour Judge Mason. I had the pleasure of meeting Judge Mason and Her Honour Judge Porter in Australia several years ago, and the great privilege of travelling with them from where they covered from one side of the country to another in the space of about 5 or 6 days, and talked to everyone from a High Court judge to members of the media, the legal profession, magistrates, judges throughout Australia, and did so remarkably maintaining composure after a very long trip from the United States and facing a very long trip back from Perth via London to St. Louis. So anyone who can maintain that hectic pace deserves a big round of applause, and we certainly appreciated their time in Australia. We also appreciate the work that judges of the Circuit Court here in St. Louis have done in relation to the Enlightened Sentencing Project. It's been the pioneering work of Judge Mason, Judge Porter, Judge Autry, Judge Hagney, and others who have really shown the way for other judicial officers to take an innovative approach to dealing with what is an intransigent problem throughout the world. If you go to any jurisdiction, you'll see people in the community complaining about the fact that there's substance abuse, there's crime, and nothing seems to work. Last year in my home state, there was a big call for alternatives to be tried, and the government in response set up a community drug summit with representatives from different agencies and from the community who met over a week and made recommendations to the government in relation to dealing with drugs. And one of the recommendations they made was that alternatives such as meditation be trialled in our state in terms of use of substance, treating people with substance abuse problems. So for using something like TM, which for some people has an unusual connotation, and I think for those who have never encountered it or experienced it before, that initially hearing the word it sounds a bit strange, and for judges who are normally used to dealing with conservative elements of the community and nothing really far out, it takes a lot of inner strength and commitment to helping people to be able to make the next step to using something like TM. But when you look at TM, when you look at the research, it's quite powerful. There's over 600 studies, and there's 19 studies on the use of TM in reduction of substance abuse, reduction of amphetamine use, of other hard drugs, reduction of alcohol, reduction of marijuana use. And when you look at alcohol and illicit drugs, both of them combined account for, I would estimate, about 90% of the crimes coming before Australian courts, and no doubt also before American courts as well. So here we have a technique which has been verified by scientific research if it was a pill called AB, for example, then everyone would be out buying it and paying a small fortune to get this pill called AB. But because it's a mental technique that people practice for themselves without relying on experts, without taking some sort of substance, somehow it's regarded as unusual. But it seems to me that anything that's sound, rational and legal, we should consider that as a good body of research behind it, should be trialled in dealing with what is an intransigent problem. I want to share with you some of the experiences that we've had from people using TM in our project in Geraldton. In Geraldton, we're using a therapeutic, holistic, team-based and hopefully innovative approach to dealing with offenders. It's therapeutic in that it applies the principles of therapeutic jurisprudence which underlie the drug court movement in this country. So people appear before me for review from 4 to 6 months after placement in the program. They're regularly reviewed, and my role is to ensure that they comply with a treatment regime. It's holistic in that we try to address all of the offending related needs of an offender at once. They're assessed at the beginning. One sees what their offending related needs are, whether it's substance abuse treatment, financial planning, vocational guidance, anger management, medical treatment. For example, one of our young people in the program has a problem with anorexia and also a problem with substance abuse, so she has been referred to a doctor in mental health for treatment on her anorexia. So there's a wide range of programs, and transcendental meditation, which promotes psychological, physiological and social well-being, is also used, because we see that rehabilitation is more than simply the absence of offending, but the ability to lead a constructive and fulfilling life, which means addressing a holistic, a range of factors for each individual offender. And it's team-based because the project was originated by a steering committee comprising representatives of the police, the community corrections office, local treatment agencies, the legal profession and the court working together to set up this project. And it's that team that oversees this project and continues to do so. And it's been a pleasure to work as a part of that team. Since November last year, 14 people have been instructed in transcendental meditation. 15 were referred, 14 attended. I'm told by the regional manager of community corrections in Geraldton that on average about 30% of people referred to a rehabilitation program in Geraldton actually turn up and complete. So 14 out of 15 is not bad when you consider that sort of rate of attendance. We have five Australian Aboriginal people who are part of our program, including one with a solvent abuse problem. She's been a glue sniffer for some years. And the rest are of Caucasian extraction. Shortly after the program started, I received a thank you letter from one of the offenders. I'd never received a thank you letter from any party before. Usually they send torrents of abuse to the clerk of court. But this man, in part of what he said to me in the letter was, personally, I feel if I was taught meditation before experimenting with drugs, I feel I would have gone a totally different way, and I am finding more in meditation than I ever found in using drugs. He had had a chronic amphetamine problem, and he wrote thanking the court for placing him in TM. Here are some of the other experiences. I find that when I meditate, all my stress and problems from the past are slowly releasing. I am focusing more positively and can sort out or solve daily problems or issues more calmly. And another offender. I am more alert and have a constant feeling of well-being. I am also more creative. I am a lot more talkative and feel on an equal level with people instead of inadequate. An Aboriginal participant in the program said, in a very short quotation, which I think says it all, I feel more life. Another participant said, I don't harbour feelings of anger or worry inside me like I used to. One of the psychologists who was assisting in the program sent me an email saying people who had been instructed in TM became to him also as part of the program, had told him that this was the single most effective coping strategy they'd ever been given. And so we're receiving input not simply from the offenders appearing before me and for review and accounting their experiences, but also we're getting the feedback from other professionals. In terms of, we've applied for pilot funding for further construction of TM in our program, and a community corrections officer who was very, very sceptical of our program to begin with wrote a glowing letter in support. People that community corrections officers at Geraldton had tried to work with for years hadn't been able to move, were suddenly, there was a change in attitude. They were going out and getting jobs. They were engaging in higher education courses. They were taking a more caring attitude towards people. And this is the sort of change that these people who had worked with offenders for years hadn't seen before. I think when you look at these experiences and then look at the literature from the Enlightened Sentencing Project, and particularly this wonderful new video that Judge Mason, Judge Autry and Judge Porter appear on, as well as my dear friend Farouk Ankhlesaria and his beautiful wife also, you'll see that the experiences of our offenders reflect the experiences of people here in St. Louis who have the good fortune to be part of the Enlightened Sentencing Project. So we in Geraldton feel a great affinity for the wonderful work that has been done by the Enlightened Sentencing Project and the pioneering work that's been done by Farouk and the judges since 1996, and also by Farouk for many years before that in Senegal and other projects around the world. And he really has led the way and has provided a very pioneering and one-pointed path to promoting improved well-being, reduced recidivism, and really growth to significantly higher levels of well-being and fulfillment in the community for those who are normally seen as the most abject members of society. So thank you very much for the welcome, and thank you, Judge, for your kind invitation to appear in your wonderful house tonight. And I feel very honoured to be in the presence of such an august company. Thank you very much.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming here this evening. The Masons are so close to Judge Mason and his wife. They are really our best friends. It's very hard to say that because we have so many friends here, but we run to them all the time, and we are just delighted that they have used this opportunity that Michael is visiting to invite all of you honored guests. Every one of you here is special to the Enlightened Sentencing Project, and we really appreciate what you have done and are doing to further the goals of our organization and to bring rehabilitation to the level where it really deserves to be. We are working with the most disadvantaged population, we know this, but all these people have the same potential that you and I do. And when we see the results, as you may have seen on our website and in our literature, we know that this is the way forward in rehabilitation. All of you are helping us to do it, and we really appreciate it. We would like to thank our dear friend Michael for leading the way in Australia, and thank Judge Mason and his wife for having us here this evening, and all of you for coming through the light snowy weather this evening to be here with us to make it very special. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you.